Do you walk into a room and demand attention? Or are you that person who hides behind the houseplants? Do you consistently strive for everyone else's approval? Or do you just take it, go, and let your bright star shine? Tonight we're going to talk about where's your confidence and how much is too much on Real Girlfriends Across America. Good evening. My name is Annie, and I'm here with the Real Girlfriends Across America podcast. I'm your host tonight, and I'm so happy to be here. Real Girlfriends Across America is a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We are broadcasting Sunday through Thursday, 9 p.m. EDT and 6 p.m. PDT. We always want to hear from you, and we are always looking for some fresh topics to discuss. Tonight, we have Destiny, Tawanda, Rain, Amanda, on the line of with the host of of other girlfriends. There's so many, I can't even name them all. And we're going to discuss where's your confidence, what kind of insecurities do you have, and how can we get past the fears? The reason I bring this up is because myself, I've realized that I've held myself back from more than one occasion from something that could bring me to success because I was in fear that I wasn't going to be able to succeed and that I would fail. And I look back on this and being in my 40s, and I don't regret things, but I really wish that sometimes I would have had some different tools to be able to get past that fear, and I could have succeeded in different areas that I never knew were possible. So, start with you, Destiny. How do you overcome your fears?
That is a very great, that's a great question. I guess I usually just sing them away. Like, I'm always singing, I'm always doing something with music.
Oh yeah, I love music. Music is definitely part of my repertoire to get through things. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a podcast here coming up talking about music and its vibrations, and how it's been actually researched where the certain different tones and melodies actually make your mood change.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Hey, Tawanda, what
about
you? How do you overcome your fears?
Pull the Band-Aid off and just point blank period. Just jump.
Jump right in.
Absolutely.
Okay. Amanda. Oh, sorry. Oh, Amanda, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was waiting to see if Tawanda had anything more to say. I think for me, like, I do a lot of, like, talking myself through my fears and, like, also reminding myself of my goals.
Nice. How do you remind yourself?
That's a good question. I think about them. I had a vision board, but I don't know what happened to it. It just disappeared. So, yeah, but mostly I just think about things.
Yeah, kind of lay it all out in your mind. I do that too, but I like to write things down too. And Rain,
yeah.
How about you? What do you do, Rain, to get over your fears, just in general?
Pretty much what you and Amanda said. I do a lot of speak a lot of affirmations, and then I write stuff down. And if I'm like going to like an interview or something, I just kind of, you know, give myself a little motivation with, like, speaking positive affirmations to help boost my confidence.
Right. So the reason I brought this question up first is because I was kind of thinking about how when we first approach opportunities or obstacles in our life, I feel like, at least for me, the first thing I do is I think about what I could fail at. I think about what I lack in to be able to complete or accomplish the task. I'm always so quick to be negative. And I think a hard thing is to change our mindset to be positive. And one of the things when I was researching this subject was how important building confidence is. And that has to do with not only you and how you think, but the people you surround yourself with. You know, I sat there and like I said in the beginning, I've held myself back from that. And I've been so quick to blame other people or blame time management or blame anything else. But when it comes down to it, really what it was is that I was afraid. So we can all agree that confidence is attractive, right? Confidence is going to cause people to believe you. It can bring success. They say that if you're confident, you're generally a freer and happier person. Hey, Tawanda, what do you think about that? I mean, I know that you are a very confident woman, and I admire you for that. So I would like to know, have you always been that way? And what would be like a big turning point for you if you were to say, hey, this was where I really knew that I could do whatever I wanted to do, and I knew that I didn't need to be afraid anymore?
We say on a lot of calls, we talk about all types of things. For me, it's always been about positive associations. You're the average of the five people that you are around. Someone said a long time ago, you want to know who a person is? Look at who their friends are, and you'll know. So I've always been blessed, even before I knew it, to surround myself with positive people, people that gave me good vibes, people that gave me encouragement, people that gave me positive critiquing, and it has helped to strengthen my confidence and my knowledge and my resources and so on and so forth. So it's definitely not been me. It's been those that's poured into me over the last two decades, and now I just want to get back and do the same thing.
Okay. Well, what about you, Amanda? Amanda, you there?
Sorry. I was switching lanes and unmuting myself. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, basically, you know, where was there a specific point in your life that you realized that your confidence level had changed? What do you do to remain confident?
My confidence really sucks.
Okay.
I've been passed over for many promotions, well, two, but still, because of my confidence. And I will say, though, that, like, having weight loss surgery and losing weight has helped me a little bit with my confidence. I'm more confident now than I was even a year ago.
Well, that's amazing. I'm happy that you were able to do that. One of the big things about confidence is obviously our self-image and how we're able to accept our body image and our mind and work with what we were given and what we've got.
Yeah.
Destiny, what about you? Is there a turning point in your life that you realized that, hey, you know, I'm a pretty confident person and I can leave all that fear behind?
My confidence, I mean, it comes and it goes. I think my turning point is really when, like, I can, for me, being in a wheelchair is a big thing. So my confidence would be, like, take transportation all by myself or do something by myself. But my confidence, really, I think the turning point will actually, like, I think the turning point will actually come tomorrow when I actually can see more stuff than I actually can now.
Right. Yeah. The results, right?
Yes.
The results are always the best.
Yes.
And how about your brain?
I think my turning point was probably years ago when I started meditating a lot and just, you know, giving the self pep talk, excuse me, and writing affirmations down and stuff, but I do find some days where I might not be, I may not feel as confident as I normally am. It depends on the situation. Like, if I'm going on, like, a casting call and, like, a lot has been going on, like, sometimes, like, I might not feel that confident going in, but usually I am pretty confident.
Right. But see, I think that all of us have been through enough situations in our life that have brought us to a certain point in our level of confidence or insecurity in life. You know, when I, you know, with all this, the virus, I was a bar manager, and because of the coronavirus, I lost that job and I made decent money. I was able to pay my bills, and then I had no job. And I spent a little stint in California, and I've just been one of those people, I've always been a hard worker. And so I never really had much of an issue getting work. And when I was out in California looking for a job during the coronavirus epidemic, being in the restaurant and bar business, looking for a job in that business, I was rejected multiple times. And I had people around me that kept trying to remind me, hey, at least you're getting an interview, and at least you're getting something, or this or that. But for me, it was just trying to deal with that rejection over and over again, and trying to make sure that I realized that it wasn't my specific, it wasn't because I wasn't good enough necessarily. It just wasn't the right time. But man, was that hard to deal with.
Yeah.
And I love how you brought up meditation. You know, meditation has brought a really good calming peace to my life, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely same for mine too.
Hey, Tawanda, what would you say you're most confident? Give me three things that you're most confident in your abilities and why.
That's a good question, because I used to have a signature that says, confidence is a new currency. And I'm not really sure where I heard that from, but it was something I put out years and years ago, and now I see today it's even more important now than ever. I would say my confidence, first of all, is through the roof when it comes to my passions in life. Like, if I'm doing something I'm passionate about, like one of my companies working with prisoners and families, I've been doing it for a long time. When I talk to people all the time, they can see the passion, the excitement, and the confidence because, hey, this girl knows exactly what she's talking about. When I talk about my passion when it comes to, like, women and friendship and how to actually build lifelong friendships, I'm super confident because I'm talking from experience of over 2 decades, and I'm talking about successes and failures. And when it comes to networking and being able to, there's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. My confidence is pretty good because I'm a good closer, and I'm good with meeting people, building relationships, and closing deals. So, again, confidence comes from actually action.
And getting stuff done. Let me ask you the second part of that question. Where do you lack confidence? What is your weakest point, and how do you overcome that challenge?
Oh, my gosh. My weakness is numbers. I've never been a person that deals with numbers and budgets and finances. I have to have someone else to do that because I just understand, and I'm sure all women swipe and spin. So someone else has to come and say this. When I first started a business years ago and I had a finance person that was like, okay, well, let's go over this and this, I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to deal with any of that. Just tell me what I can spend. You handle all the things with budgeting, like the numbers. That's not my strength at all. That's definitely. And then my second thing that I'm not as confident about sometimes with teaching, because I'm a person, I'm high energy, I'm fast paced, and I really, like, when I used to be in third grade, I used to want to be a school teacher. And then I learned, I know why I didn't become a school teacher, because even though I do have patience, I want everybody to learn the first time. And hopefully no one gets discouraged by this, but if some people are so patient and you create all this stuff. With me, I'm just like, okay, here it is. Do you have it? Do you understand it? And I need to get better with that because as we work and build with so many different people, I know I have a lot of information to share, but I need someone else to pull it from me and teach it to someone because that's not my strength. Teaching, unless you're going to get it the first time only. As of then, I'm gone later. You didn't get it? Sorry. Read the memo.
All right, so I'm going to come back to you with the third part of that question because I want to hear from Rain I want to know, what about you? What are your areas that you are confident in, and why, and where, and the alternate, where do you lack your confidence in the most?
I think I'm really confident in meeting people and building relationships, because I stay friends with everybody that I meet, and I am really good at staying in contact with people, even if I haven't talked to them in months, but I'm always thinking about people, so I'm always going to contact someone, even if I met somebody only once, you know, I'm going to contact them at some point to see how they've been doing and stuff like that. So I think building long-lasting relationships is one. Confident in teaching, because it's like what Tawanda was talking about. I'm a very patient person. And when it came to different things that I was teaching people over the years, I found that most people, and even positions that I was like management at, always told me that they were so glad that they had me as manager, or just someone that, you know, really showed them how to do the job and how to make certain things, because other people just didn't really show them the right way. So I think if when it comes to something that I'm really good at doing, I'm really confident in teaching it to people. And third, I don't know what the third would be.
No, that's amazing. You know, you've always heard that saying, those who can't teach do. And, I mean, I think that wraps it up, because everybody has their own talents, right? And that's, you know, my belief has always been that we all have different talents because we're supposed to come together and help each other. And I know, you know, I have my issues too. Like, I'm not great at the numbers either. Like, I would love it if I could have my own accountant and CPA, because when it comes down to it, I've done taxes before, but I don't like it. So I'm not confident in my ability to do that. Although I can probably figure it out, but I would much rather bring somebody on to help me with that, you know? And that's the beauty. So I know we have Corinne and Kay on the line too. Hey girls, how are you today?
Good.
Today we're talking about building your confidence. So how about you, Corinne? What do you think about, what are the areas of confidence that you're strong in, and why? And then also, where do you lack confidence? Hello. Or what about Kay? Are you there, hon?
Yep, I'm here.
So what areas are you confident in your life, and why? And where do you lack confidence?
I'm confident in my ability to work and make money. I just, you know, I don't allow my bills to not be paid. So even during this pandemic, I'm a self-employed person. So, I mean, whatever I have to do, even during the, you know, this time during the pandemic and during the lockdown, when I was still in California, I was still working. I was, you know, I became an essential worker. I was helping people get their groceries. Like, whatever you have to do to make money, you know, you got to do, keep your bills paid. Like, I have children. I can't afford to be out on the street.
Yeah.
So,
hashtag hustler.
Yeah. There you go.
No, right. Well, you know, on a personal note, this past few years of my life has been challenging for me, and I used to be in construction, and I fell 12 feet from a second floor loft, and I broke my back in 5 places. And when I was in the hospital, I got a staph infection and I almost died of sepsis. I was in the hospital for almost 4 months. When I got out of the hospital, I never had a plan. I didn't have a retirement plan. I didn't have money saved. And so when I got out, I was homeless. And I had to work myself back up to getting a job, getting a place to live. It was just the most ultimate humbling experience. But I wouldn't take it away to save my life, because taught me that I can get through anything. Like, if I'm sleeping next to the train tracks and still going out finding a place to shower, to go to work and make the money, and within a month I was already in a place to live, like, I know I can do anything. but it came at a great cost, you know?
Right. That stress can take a toll on you. And I think, the stronger that you are, the stronger that people perceive you to be, the more you might not even know that you're experiencing stress, because you're just, in push mode. Like, you got to push it. You got to keep it moving. Like, that's what it is. It is what it is. But that's a lot of stress that your body is under.
Yeah.
And I think that, when you're in that mode of push it, keep it moving, got to keep moving, like, you probably don't even notice that level of stress. So.
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Stress can really definitely put a damper on your physical and emotional health. And sometimes when you're in survival mode, which a lot of us have been in recently because of all this crazy stuff going on in the world, we forget to take care of ourselves, and we forget that, what's really important. So, Destiny, what about you, hun? I want to know what areas you're confident in and why.
I'm probably confident in a lot of things. First of all, I'm confident in meeting new people and talking to them. I can sit and I can have a conversation for hours and hours as long as I'm talking to the right person. I'm pretty confident in just probably teaching. I know Tawanda said that she wasn't very patient, but I am one of those people who are, like, super patient and who have immense amount of patience. I actually have taught a couple of people how to use Braille, so I'm very patient and very confident in teaching. I'm definitely not confident in math. Like, I can't do math. But other than that, I'm confident in singing, in music, in everything. Music, I just want it to work out. I'm so, like, I just learn things so fast that I'm just very confident in music and singing.
Well, that's good, because that means that one of these nights we're going to have to get you on here to sing some songs and ballads for us.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm going to sign you up.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amanda, how about you?
So I'm confident in being able to talk to almost anyone about anything. I'm confident in mental health issues. I'm confident in, like, taking care of people. I'm not confident in math. In fact, every time I attempt to try and take math for my degree, I end up in crisis and crying and convince myself that math is going to be the reason that I won't get my degree.
Nice. Okay, so the next question I'm going to ask you ladies before the break is, how can you change your outcome? What specific tools do each of you ladies use when you know that you're afraid? You know that this is a goal that you really want, but you're afraid and you don't think that you're going to be able to do it. What tools do you use specifically to push yourself to get through there? Tawanda, you go first.
A couple of different things. First of all, like, let's say if there's something that I really, really, truly want and I'm really afraid, or I need a pep talk or something like that, then associations, again, I'm going to reach out to someone that knows me. They know what I want. They know how bad I want it. I'm going to talk to them about my reservations, and then they'll probably push me, give me some encouragement, give me some tips. That's one thing that I'm going to do. Another thing, I'll pray. I'm a person that prays all day long. Like, all right, Lord, you know I really want it. I'm scared to death. Help me, help me, help me. So that's definitely another thing that I'm going to do. And then I'm also all about strategy. You know, like me, I'm big when it comes to vibes. I'm big when it comes to water and stuff like that. So I just sometimes have to go jump into bed, unplug, and go think. Like, okay, I want to do it, but I'm not really sure how, or I'm terrified to do it. I'm gonna wrestle with myself because guess what? I have to get it done, though. I have to get it done.
Right.
And I've had so many things in life that I really was terrified and afraid to do and not confident and not comfortable. But it's about how bad you really want it. And at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, it's impossible to stop a woman that won't quit. And I'm definitely not quitting.
Right. Amen. You know, it's so crazy to me that some people, I look back on the times that I missed opportunities. And like I said, I don't regret things, but sometimes I just wonder, you know, if I would have had women like you in my life back then, where could I be now? Right. But that's just the reminder that I need to not be afraid and take the future on with full force. How about you, Rain?
Wow. That's that's really good that you have like a lot in your life that does that. I truthfully am usually the person that people come to, you know, like for advice and stuff and, all of that. So I don't really have anybody anymore to ever really, you know, talk me into like believing that I can do anything. Like my aunt, she was that person. She passed away back in 2004.
I said I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. I will definitely say prayer, because I actually didn't mention that before, but just like what Tawana said, like, I do pray a lot as well. So prayer as well as I may contact someone for advice, depending on what it is that I am trying to achieve, and then just self-talk, but yeah, you know, just self-talk, just like convince myself and, you know, with positive affirmations again, like it all goes back to that, like I try to like speak positive words to myself before going into whatever situation it is to boost my confidence.
Right. Okay, who wants to go next? Or I'm going to call you. You got 3 seconds. All right, Kay.
I knew I could feel it. I knew you were going to call me.
You're welcome.
Okay, what was the question again?
Change your outcome. What specific tools do you pull from in yourself to get you to get past the fear? When you're facing a task or an obstacle that you're afraid of or that you don't think that you're going to succeed in, what do you do specifically?
This is going to sound really crazy, but what I do is I burn all my bridges. And what I mean by that is I make it so that it's absolutely impossible for me to not do it because it's do or die. And I'll give an example. When I was in California, I had made the decision that I was going to move to Wisconsin, but I didn't really want to move. Like, I didn't want to make the move. I loved my house. I was comfortable where I was, but the circumstances were such that I needed to move. So what I did was to burn all my bridges was I put ads out for my apartment. I found I started looking, you know, for a place or whatever. And this is probably the riskiest thing I've done in my entire life. But I got on Craigslist, I found a homeowner who was renting out his spot, and I paid him without ever going to see the place. I paid him the deposit. So I didn't have a choice. I had to move. It was do or die because I had already put in the first month's rent and the deposit. You see what I'm saying? So So I burned all my bridges because once you invest yourself in something monetarily, you're gonna just follow through on it. Like you're not gonna waste that money. So that was how I ended up moving. Like, I burnt my bridges. I was like, I'm going to do this. I mean, I don't know if I'll have a place when I get there, but I'll figure it out.
I admire that, though, because so many of us are afraid of change. We're afraid to make that step to make our lives better, or we settle. We settle for people in our lives that we shouldn't. We settle for a job that we hate. We settle for, an apartment that we don't love. And I think that we need to realize that it's okay to not settle for things and to aspire for bigger. It doesn't mean that you're going to not be living in a crappy apartment while you're trying to get to that big house on the hill. But does anybody else want to say anything about what they do to change their outcomes for confidence before we take a break? All right. Well, we'll be right back, guys. Stay on the line.
Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Rogue Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm and search for us by searching Rogue Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now, back to the show.
So, ladies, you have to forgive me because I dropped the ball on the trending news. However, I do have one tidbit that, thank God, Tawanda gave me. Nicki Minaj is pregnant. That's all I got. Anybody else have some trending news for us? If not, though, we're going to move right back into our show about confidence and insecurities and how can you build your confidence. I wanted to give you guys this list that I found. It's 11 simple strategies to build your confidence. And, you know, I was thinking at first that this might be something that seemed too simple, but when it comes down to it, you know, sometimes I forget that there's so many different people and different personalities with different challenges in the world today. And I need to remember that, you know, everybody goes through challenges and those look different for everybody. So I may not be afraid to get up and sing karaoke, but I know one of my sisters is terrified of public speaking, and she even thinks of public speaking and being in a room more than five people is terrifying for her. So I think we need to remember sometimes that, you know, all of us are different. So the first is, number one, present yourself with confidence. Stand tall and keep your posture. Two, smile and look people in the eyes. Three, give genuine compliments. Four, practice appreciation. Five, play to your strengths. Six, accept your imperfections. That's a really hard one for me. Number seven, always be prepared. Eight, set effective goals and work to achieve them. Nine, embrace whatever it is you love. And we're not talking about love like the sexy love. We're talking about like what you love to do and hobbies and do with your time. And 10, always do your best. 11, I think, is one of the most important, is accepting disapproval and constructive criticism. So after hearing that list, Rain, why don't you tell me what you think? What do you think are the most important strategies there that you might use and utilize?
What was the making eye contact and what? What's the second that was making eye contact and?
Oh, okay. Smile and look people in the eyes. Give genuine compliments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that. Because, yeah, I definitely believe, like, people that don't really look people in the eyes are nervous about something. But yeah, I think it's like important to look people in the eyes especially when you're talking to them, of course. Number 8 that you said to write things down. I mean, always have a plan and
be prepared.
Strategy. Be prepared and
be prepared and effective goals and work to achieve them. Those kind of work together.
Yeah.
How about you, Destiny? What stood out to you?
What stood out to me was probably the one about perfection. I'm not so good at accepting my imperfections, as you guys can see all over Facebook. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't get my glasses. I can't see my mama. But I really, really need to just, I'm a baby when it comes to not being able to do something that really is important. But when it comes down to it, I think I just need to sit back and relax and realize that, you know, even though I'm not perfect, people like me for me and not because I can't see or because I've made up this whole thing in my mind that no one's going to like me or love me or care about me because I can't see. And in the end, I just need to stop being a baby about it.
Well, we love you, girl. And you know what? You've made it this far with us, so it's only up from here.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Amanda, are you still there? What do you think?
I am still here. One of the things that stuck out to me and that I've been trying to work on lately in the last, 3 or 4 weeks is, always writing things down and having a plan. I just started doing, my entire life in 30-minute increments, all day, every Monday morning, and that's helped me. I have, stopped getting in trouble for time management at work.
Nice. I know, I definitely need to write things down. I'm an old school girl. I got to write it down and put it in my phone because otherwise it's going to get lost in the shuffle up in my brain. All right, any of you other ladies want to talk about some of these strategies I listed?
Can you name them again? Because there's a couple of them.
Yes.
I want to speak on.
Of course, ma'am. So number one was present yourself with confidence. Two is smile and look people in the eyes. Give genuine compliments. Practice appreciation. Play to your strengths. Accept your imperfections. Be prepared, achieve them, embrace whatever it is you love, not just sexy love, always do your best, and accept disapproval.
I actually love all of those, but just going from memory, I definitely like with the look in the person in the eye, that one. That's definitely what confidence is about. Another one, you mentioned something about being genuine. That's extremely, extremely important because we live in a day and time where people are full of crap, people are fake. And you also mentioned something, you didn't say accepting positive critiquing, but something kind of similar to that. I'm all about
right.
that because life to me is about growth and development, working to become your greatest self. You didn't say that, but you were saying something about strengthening yourself or something like that. Like everything you name, I don't know where you got those from, but those are really pretty, pretty incredible. And the last one
You're
I want to comment on. Yeah, exactly. And you didn't say goal setting or something about goals, but, you know, sometimes people dream all day long, I'm dreaming. I want to have $1 million. And then when you say, well, how are you going to do it? Oh, I don't know. I just want to have $1 million.
Right.
Hey, so over here, we're all about execution. So I love all of those that you said because, hey, we don't want to just be in dreamland. We want to be in land where we actually make them true at the same time with confidence. Thank you.
It's funny that you say that because while I was researching this, I was kind of gathering all this information and you know, I always know best, of course. So I just chose I chose a lot of things that I felt would be, you know, that we could relate to and that are true in life, and especially, you know, being women who are trying to emerge ourselves in business, we've all been through our stuff and we've got to get over that. We have to push past the obstacles we've been through in our lives. And I really felt that these were kind of the top things that stood out because we have to be able to be confident and put ourselves out there. And it sucks when you feel bad about yourself. It is there's I mean, I've felt bad about myself many times, and it's a horrible feeling, you know, that gut-wrenching stomach where it feels like there's a rock in your belly and all you want is somebody to reach out and tell you that you're okay and that you're not doing such a bad job, and that's not a fun place to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything to say about the strategies? So my next question, I'm going to start with, how about you, Destiny? How do you stop being insecure?
How I stop being insecure is I just look at, obviously my husband's at work right now, but usually that's what stops my insecurity, and that's pretty much the only thing. Well, no, I mean, I guess I sing and do all that stuff and have a dog and whatever, and that stops my insecurity. But usually it's when he gets home, like you said, everyone wants to be, you know, reached out to and told that they're okay and whatever. And so Jared is usually the person who reaches out and stops all my insecurity and goes, you need to back up because you're acting like a 2-year-old child.
He says, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yep.
Sorry, had to throw a little 90s rap in there. Wanda, what about you, girl?
I would have to say that affirmations and just, whether you're looking in the mirror or whether I'm just saying it to myself, I am smart, I am wonderful, et cetera, et cetera. You know, sometimes you say it long enough, you actually believe it, even though it's true. But sometimes we need that pick me up. And then the other thing I would say is keeping good company. That helps out a whole lot. When you are around people that's negative, they reap it sometimes, and you can just feel it. And the same thing when it's about positivity. Doing something to relax myself and just kind of get it together, get my thoughts together. There are so many different things I can do if I'm feeling insecure, if I'm not feeling confident, and also prioritizing. And one thing I definitely got to shout Kay out for something she said, basically eliminating excuses. Like when she said, hey, I want to move, I'm going to do this and do that, because sometimes you got to roll the dice. Like, okay, I want this, but I'm only going to do it if I can make it happen, if all these things align up. And you just eliminated all excuses. And guess what? In life, we got to do it sometimes. Sometimes you got to act like you're in Vegas, and Amanda knows all about Vegas, and you got to roll the dice, and you got to deal with whatever happens. So shout out to UK for doing that, and shout out to Amanda for going to Vegas even while we are locked down on social distance.
She's jealous, Amanda. It's okay.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, even social distancing.
That must have been fun. Well,
it was.
I spent some time in Vegas. I actually went there for a few weeks, and I got a job as a promoter on the Strip, like, within a day. And I lasted 2 weeks, and I was like, I don't like this town, so I left. All right, who's next? Who wants to tell me a little bit about how they get past their insecurities?
This is Kay. I'll go next.
Hi, Kay.
Hey. So I struggle with some types of insecurity. There are areas where I'm very confident and very secure, and I don't have insecurities in terms of, you know, being able to handle myself and take care of myself. I don't have very many insecurities because I've been working pretty much all my life. Like, I've been working since I was, like, 15. Younger than 15. So I don't have insecurities there, right? What I do have insecurities with is more like, I would say relationally, like with other people, you know, and I, this is probably common for most people. But that's the most where I have insecurities. And so, what I have been doing for a while now, a couple months now, is I try to listen regularly to a lot of positive messaging on YouTube. And then sometimes I'll tell myself, you know, no, stop, give it a 5 second. You're thinking negative. Let's try to reframe this in a positive way. And then I'll try to change my thinking. Sometimes I don't catch it until after the fact, and then I'm like, oh, that wasn't what I thought it was.
Right.
So, no, it's a constant work in progress.
No, you know, I think that the most important thing that I always forget that my sisters remind me of constantly is, Annie, it's not all about you. You know, when I'm coming into a situation, I'm always worried about failing or not being good enough. But when it comes down to it, like, there's a lot of other people involved. And for one reason or another, I might not be the perfect fit for that situation. And I need to accept the fact that that's okay. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm not good enough. It just means that somebody else is better in this situation.
Right. And then also, I think because, and I think I struggle with this, well, not struggle, but this is something that I work, like I said, is a work in progress, because I was homeschooled. And so when I come around people, I have like a sort of different mindset than most people have. I have more of a I don't want to say aloof, because I don't try to be aloof with anybody, but more of a stand back and see what happens kind of mentality, because I was homeschooled and was very, you know, I don't know how else to explain it. It's like, okay, I see like 50 people here and they're all interacting. Let me sort of gauge what's going on before I invest myself, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it. And that comes from, you know, just, I was homeschooled pretty much until I was like 17. No, 14. I was homeschooled until I was 14. So, yeah, I think that's like where some of the insecurity comes from, sort of not like knowing what people, like some people have it down. Like they go to high school, they get all of that, you know, interaction with people. They sort of have figured out all of the drama that people can have.
Right.
But I didn't have all of those experiences. So when I see that stuff happening, I'm like, what? You know, so I sort of stand back and like, no, I can take a sidestep from this kind of attitude.
Yeah. You know, the funny part is I'm the exact opposite, because I was a military brat. So I moved 2 to 3 times a year. I went to like 14 different schools before I graduated. I literally had to live to meet new people and be accepted. So in a sense, for a while, my identity was just whatever I had to make myself to be popular, just because that's who I was being, you know, I was being pushed and strove to be, is the jack of all, or Jill of all trades, let's say Jill of all trades, master of none. And so I had my hands in so many different pots as a teenager. When I got out of high school, I had this identity crisis, because I really didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. And so, yeah, I think that, you know, even though I had all of these things that people would think that I was a confident, you know, strong-willed person, at that time in my life, at 18 years old, I really wasn't. I was like, oh my God, I don't know. Do people really like me? I questioned myself all the time. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was so pressured by outside influences. I'm just glad that I am glad that I was able to do that. It made me a really good actress. All right. Does anybody else want to say anything about that last question about how they get through their insecurities before we move on to the next question? Oh. I think we lost a couple people, but all right. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is, when is too much self-confidence a bad thing? I want to know if you've had an experience in your life. I'm going to start with Tawanda, because I know she's got to have something, that your confidence made you look like a fool, or you just thought you had it, but you didn't. And tell us what you learned from that.
Well, you know what? I learned a long time ago that sometimes we have to share things even when it's not pleasant, and hopefully it'll be something that'll be a blessing to someone else.
Exactly.
I had two situations, actually. Absolutely. So I had two situations in life to where I was too hot for TV, too confident, to where I became arrogant. And again, like I said, I'm always praying about something, and I just feel like God was not pleased with me acting like an ass, and I paid for it big time. After I graduated from college, I ended up getting, I think, my second or third job to where we were on the radio and on the TV, and we had all these different things going on. And, boy, I had success so fast. And I started looking down on people, and I didn't have time for nobody. And basically, you just couldn't tell me I wasn't the most important woman in the world. I thought I was more important than the executive director of the company. Oh my God. She probably said, wait a minute, is this my company or is this your company? But what people didn't realize, after a couple of months of me standing in helping her, being on TV, doing all these different things, she started treating me very bad. And then I started having the worst job in the world. And so I learned very quickly that what goes up can come back down, because my confidence had turned into arrogance. And when I went through that very bad experience, I said I would never do that again. And I did okay for about 10 years. And then I had another similar situation. So before I became job free, I worked at a job, and I had a run-in with a lady that worked on my team, and she had pissed me off one day, like literally, and I said to her, you're fired, get out of my sight, and blah, blah, blah. And she cried, and she cried, and I didn't even care. And that's really not how I am, but she just really pissed me off. And sometimes when you have an audience, it makes you either do good or do bad. And she walked me down about 3 or 4 weeks later, and the one that didn't have a job was me. and I learned later that we have to be careful how we treat people. And you never know where a person is in life. So, yeah, I always tell those stories and share it, because I'm extremely humble today, and I thank God to be humble today. And there's no – I'm not better than nobody else. Nobody ain't better than nobody else. Sometimes we make better choices, and we may go a little harder, but we're still fearfully and wonderfully made. But, yeah, I learned a lot from those two instances, and I tell you, I live my life staying humble.
Girl, do you know what, like, have you ever had the experience that you were able to, by your experience, stop somebody else from suffering the same consequences you suffered? Like, there's nothing better than that.
Absolutely. And actually, I've been blessed to, a lot of people ask me, well, have you done this and have you done that? And I say, well, no, but I have a friend that did, and I've been so blessed to live my life also with friends that's been through a lot of things, and they've come and say, listen, honey, listen, sister, don't do this because of this, and it saved my life. It saved my life. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the most amazing thing, too, is one of the things about complimenting people. That's probably my biggest point here is complimenting people. I try to do that, even strangers in the street, because I know that there's been people that have lifted my spirits one day just because I was feeling old and ugly one day, and they told me, hey, that you look cute. And I'm thinking, what? You know, what a contradictory, you know, statement to how I was feeling that day, and it changed me. I was going down to a job interview a few weeks ago, right? And I was driving down there, and I was feeling really good. I had some makeup on, and the wind's blowing my hair. It was only like 108 in Phoenix, so I wasn't sweating too bad. And I was like feeling really good about myself, and it was for a bar job. And I walk in, and the man that owns the place literally looks at me, and he just looks me up and down, and he's like, all right, you're Anna. Okay. He's like, I'll give you a call. I have two more interviews. Didn't ask me a damn question. So, of course, it's off of what I looked like. And being a 44-year-old woman, especially in the restaurant industry, there's always a lot of competition. If they want the young, pretty girls, I'm definitely not going to make it in with that, right? But I can hold my own. But, man, on my way home, I deleted the picture that I put up on Instagram because I felt like I looked ugly after that. When previously, 10 minutes ago, I had felt like I looked good. And my confidence was just shattered, and I let that man do that to me. All right, whoever else is on the phone, anybody, we only got a few minutes left, so does anybody else have anything else to say about, you know, getting over your insecurities? You know, what? Give me a situation, quick story.
I'll go. So, this is destiny. So, I actually went into blind school because I thought that blind school was really what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to school and, you know, learn how to be blind and whatever. So it wasn't wheelchair accessible, but there was a lot of things that I knew about, like Braille things, since I'm blind and stuff. So I'm sitting there trying to teach the class, and the teacher, she's like, well, Miss Brown, why do you think you're a better teacher than me? And I'm like, well, first of all, because this is like second grade level stuff. I'm so confident in Braille, and I'm just sitting there acting like an arrogant ass in front of all those kids, all those teachers, and I had to realize, you know, I could get kicked out of the school if I'm trying to teach their class.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's the most humiliating, you know, humiliating situations create humility, and I think that everybody needs to go through. There's a lot of people in the world that, you know, if they had lived some of the things that you've been through for 5 seconds, that their outlook on life would be completely different, and that's what makes me sad, is I feel like if we share enough, if we tell each other enough stories about what we've been through, maybe we can make a change, and people will act, I mean, hey, we can hope, right?
Yep.
All right, ladies. Well, we only have a few minutes left. I wanted to go through real quick and say, first of all, confidence is attractive. People will believe you. It brings you success. It's going to make you feel happier and more satisfied. If you need to be, you know, be less insecure, make sure you're affirming your value. Prioritize your needs, not your wants, your needs. What do you need in life, and are you hitting those goals? My one friend used to tell me all the time, Annie, you have everything you need in this moment. And so many times I've got to bring myself back to that and say, Annie, stop. You know, I have everything I need in this moment. I'm alive, I'm healthy, and I'm moving forward. Make sure you challenge your own thoughts, because you're always going to be your biggest critic. I know I'm always my biggest critic. Make sure you keep good company, which, thank God, I'm on the right path for that with you lovely ladies. Step away from the situation. Make sure you're critiquing the situation in a non-biased, and if you can't do that, ask somebody to help you. Make sure you're reflecting on God, or whatever your view of God is. That's, I think, an important thing to put out there, is that just because, you know, definition of God doesn't have to mean anything but what it means to yourself. And then make time for joy. We always got to make time to be happy, and remember that, you know, life is short. So does anybody else have anything before we leave for the night?
Yes, I do.
That's great. I'm feeling confident. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just a great call.
Thank you. So tomorrow night we are going to be talking about, have you ever suffered from a fall from grace? How did you get through that situation? What was the situation? And what advice would you give to any ladies or gentlemen listening that are suffering that same kind of turmoil right now? I'm pretty sure that all us women can come up with some stories about falling from grace, but how do we get back up again? So think about that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk tomorrow night, and I love you all. Have a prosperous and peaceful night.
Same to you, sister.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Where is it?
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at realgirlfriend7, that's the number 7, Twitter at realgirlfriend7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next. And until next time, have a great and awesome day.